Has anybody in San Francisco got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you need the moon or under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, before an audience of waves, servicemen and civilians in the city of San Francisco, Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents Songs by Sinatra.
Hey, boss, who's your guest tonight?
A fellow named Johnson, Marvin.
I once knew a fellow named Johnson, boss.
Astounding.
John Johnson from Minneapolis. Started out as vice president of a big milling company and fought his way up to seaman first class.
Marvin, our Johnson is not from Minneapolis. He's Van Johnson, the great All-American.
Van Johnson, the All-American fullback?
Van Johnson, the All-American heartthrob. But greetings to San Francisco, to you servicemen and women in our studio audience. And let's be on with our little holagogue, Axel. Play that Venetian waltz that's so popular down at the Pirate's Den, will you?
When Madame Pompadour was on the ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Hero in Pyrrhus? Or Juniper, Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's been an exciting day here in the city by the Golden Gate. Early this morning at San Francisco Airport, a giant four-motor plane taxis to a stop, and out steps Van Johnson. The giant four-motor plane wheels around to make room for a Piper Cub, and out steps Frank Sinatra. I said, out steps Frank Sinatra.
I knew this would happen if Van Johnson landed first.
Typical of San Francisco's famed hospitality, her city fathers turn out en masse to greet Van and Frank. As the two boys walk through the airport gate, Mayor Roger Lapham steps forward and says,
as the mayor of San Francisco, it is my pleasure and privilege to bestow upon you, Frank Sinatra, the key to the city.
Gee, isn't this wonderful? Hey, looky here now. This is the key to the city of Alameda.
When the old gold gang stop in front of the Golden Gate Theater, where Frankie's working, the fans spot Frankie and clamor for a song. They clamor and beg and clamor.
And finally, the Pied Pipers gave in.
If you want to do right by your appetite, if you're fussy about your food, take the choo-choo today, head New England way, put you in a bout mood with shoe-fly pie, and apple pan dotty makes your eyes light up, your tummy say howdy. Why? Apple pan dotty, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Pie, and Dowdy gets the sun up. What cloudy? Shoe fly pie and apple pan, Dowdy. I never get enough of that stuff. Mama, when you bake, Mama, I don't want cake.
mop, mop. For my sake, go to the oven, make some ever-loving shoe-pie pie. An apple pan, dowdy, your eyes light up. Come and say howdy, shoe-pie pie. An apple pan, dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
While the entire world grapples with history-making problems, the Pied Pipers sing about Shoe Fly Pie, Apple Pan Dowdy. What a title. Sounds like Chicory Chick spelled sideways. Well, neighbors, I know you all want to meet Van Johnson,
Wait a minute, boss.
It's Marvin Miller.
You're expecting maybe Senator Cleghorn?
I'm expecting maybe Van Johnson.
Johnson, I once knew a fellow named Johnson, Bill Johnson.
Never mind that. Where is Van Johnson?
Van who?
Johnson. Johnson.
I once knew a fellow named Johnson.
Hey.
He walked 5 miles to school over icy roads, graduated with honor, worked his way through college, struggled against every conceivable handicap and obstacle. And today, after 40 years of unswerving effort, he's a bum.
Me, you know, I like that line. He's a bum. I do. Miller? You are driving me stark, raving, M-A-A-D-E, mad.
Watch it, boss, watch it. Remember, boss.
When clouds start to gather and they get you in a lather, breaking down your normal stability, it is neither wise nor proper for a gent to blow his topper. Why be irritated? Light N-O-G.
Yes, light and old gold. For comfort, for pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of luxurious flavor. You see, old golds give you the benefit of a remarkable moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. Then for extra fragrance, aroma, bouquet, old gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. Yes, by all means, light an old gold and enjoy the sheer comfort, the unique pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
Oh, since I got me a cigarette with Latakia, nothing seems to jar my serenity. For a future bright and sunny, try a smoke with apple honey. Why be irritated? Life N-O-G.
See, that's cute. I sang it last week, you know. They took away my library card after the program. Thank you, Pied Pipers. And now, as I was saying, I know you all want to meet Van Johnson,
Boss, a telegram just came for you.
You may never meet Van Johnson. Excuse me, folks. I'd better open this telegram.
Hand it back, boss. I'll get it started for you. There you are, boss. Now, maybe I'd better...
Never mind. I can unfold it myself.
What's it say in the telegram, boss?
Say, this starts out pretty nice. Frank Sinatra, welcome to San Francisco. Please don't ever leave San Francisco for a single minute. Whenever you visit the Bay Area, be sure to stay in San Francisco. Signed, the Federated We Love Van Johnson Fan Clubs of Oakland. It's a trick. I
hey,
may
boss,
sue.
What are you going to do about that? Are you going to sue?
No, sue. What do you mean, sue?
Well, if you are, I know a good lady lawyer, Sue Johnson.
No, Marvin, I'm not going to sue. I'm going to do something far worse than that. I'll fix up my will. I'm going to sing Embrace It With You.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my silk and laceable you. I'm in love with you, I am, and verily so. But you're much too shy, unnecessarily so. I love her, the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, too. My sweet embraceable you. Many charms about you. Above all, I want these arms about you. So don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you.
And now, neighbors, the guy you've been waiting to meet. He's one of the finest men ever to step before a movie camera or a radio microphone. And we do mean Van Johnson. Come on, Van. Van Johnson, 6 feet two and 185 pounds. You know what? You don't look so big to me, hey?
You know what? You don't look so big to me either, hey.
I sure walked into that one. Listen, lad, cop a squeeze of this here muscle and you won't say things like that. Here, feel this muscle.
Oh, this is embarrassing. I can't find it.
Well, use your radar or something. There, there, now you got it. Go ahead and tap it.
Okay, I'll tap it. Hard as iron.
What was that?
Don't look now, but your muscle just fell out of your sleeve.
Well, anyway, Van, I may not be 6 feet two, but nobody's got wider shoulders than I have.
Yeah, I've been noticing those shoulders, Frank, and I'm a little suspicious. I think I'll take a look inside your collar. Well, for the love of...
What's the matter?
No wonder you've got wide shoulders. Frank Sinatra's coat, Clark Gable's coat hanger.
Well... After all, Van, that's Hollywood for you. Work Hollywood, dress Hollywood.
Say, Frank, speaking of Hollywood, how long does it take before a fella gets his footprints in the cement in the lobby of Grauman's Chinese Theater?
Well, let me see. I was here only 2 years when they made a print of my whole body.
So that's what that is.
What do you mean? Yeah, that's what that is.
That crack in the cement. That's you.
Now, see here. That's enough about me, Van. These waves want to hear all about you. For example, what's your nationality?
Well, Frank, I guess I'm a little bit of everything. In fact, I even have an Irish cousin.
An Irish cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to tell me his name is Johnson.
No, we call him Clancy with the laughing face.
Another question, Mr. Johnson. Are you married or single?
Single, Frank. I guess I'm just a lone wolf.
Anybody with this boy's father... Anybody with this boy's following should be out there on Hollywood and Vine running with a pack. But, Van, what all did you do before you got into the show business?
I was a real estate salesman, Frank, and a very bad one, too.
What was your trouble, Sandy?
Just not cut out to be a salesman, I guess.
I tell you, show these waves how you used to sell real estate, Van.
Well, I'd walk up to a house and knock on the door.
Yeah!
Hello.
Hello yourself. What do you want?
You don't want to buy no real estate, do you?
No!
See what I mean?
Van boy, I take it you like your present job at MGM much better. I mean, looking into Lana Turner's big blue eyes.
Ah, you said it. That's darn near as good a job as being an ensign.
I know what you mean. Van, just one more question about your career. Along about 1940, weren't you on Broadway?
Yes, I was, Frank. I was playing in a little thing called Too Many Girls.
Say, that reminds me. This morning, I tried to get into your hotel. Couldn't come within a mile of the joint.
What was wrong?
Too many girls. Ooh. Too many girls.
Frank, I think you're just kidding me. As a matter of fact, the girls don't bother me a bit.
Oh, no? What about that night you held open house? Being new in Hollywood, you put an ad in all the papers that said, come one, come all to Van Johnson's house for open house. The party was called for 7 p.m., and at 6:59, this is what happened. And that, my dear friends, was the end of Van Johnson's open house. As a matter of fact, that was also the end of Van Johnson's house. And setting the whole sad story to music, it goes to something like this. A Van Johnson now lives in a small hostelry. The rent every day is just short of a G.
No bedroom, no bath, and a small bar of soap. The OPA man says that I am a dope.
Van Johnson makes pictures at Metro. He's a very big man, I must say.
I've met Garson and Gable and Garbo, and I've also seen Anchors Away.
Stop the music! Stop the music! Wait a minute! Stop!
What's
just a
the
second here.
Frankie, what's the matter?
Johnson, this is amazing. You've captured the hearts of feminine America. You're making top pictures at MGM. Now I find out that you're a great baritone.
Oh, Frank, please, I'm no singer. I only sing in the shower.
Sound man, please draw the bar. We're going to hear Van Johnson singing in the shower. That's what it is.
What a boy. You don't come, go and tell your mammy.
Hey, sound man, turn off the water. Turn off the water!
What's wrong, Frank? Was it that lousy?
Are you kidding, Van? But do you know if I saw you out walking with Ingrid Bergman, I would tip my hat and say, Mr. Bing, you're looking mighty fresh and youthful today. What you been doing to save your hair? In fact, Van boy, I'm thinking you might trot that baritone out alongside mine and we'll go to the post.
Well, let's go.
Well, give me a downbeat. You're quite the ladies' man. Just how'd you do it, Van? I know it all can't be publicity.
The boys at Metro call it the new personality. Say, Frank, you're awfully thin. Just how did you begin to set the style in the swoon industry?
I did it with my
Mammoth. First and Alice. I know it's not the place for me to make this crack, but I hear tell
that Gable's back.
Frankie, here's a promo.
Why?
A como.
Ow!
We're grateful to the flocks who wear those Bobby socks, because without them we both must agree we never would have made it with a personality.
Ah, yes, Marvin.
Oh, boss, I'm discouraged. After seeing how popular Van Johnson is, I realize I'm just a nobody.
Marvin, my boy, believe me, you announcers are the big men of radio.
You know, maybe you're right at that, boss.
Because
if I weren't here to put over the commercial, big-like, what in the world would you say?
Well, Marv, I'd simply say that I smoke nothing but old golds, because I get more comfort and pleasure out of an old gold.
Oh, boss, there's more than that to say about OGs.
Well, then I'd say that I smoke nothing but old golds, because old gold is a blend of the world's choicest tobacco.
But I always emphasize the added details in old gold that give you more smoking luxury. What would you say about old gold's touch of rare imported Latakia tobacco?
I'd say I'm in favor of it, naturally. Just one more reason I'd smoke nothing but OGs.
Boss, please, we know you smoke nothing but old golds. I'm talking about could you sell them if I weren't here.
All right. So what am I leaving out of my sales talk?
What about old gold special humectant? What about apple honey?
Boss,
would you like a dry cigarette?
Oh, heaven forbid. No, thanks, Marv. I smoke nothing but old gold.
Hey, you know, this man Sinatra is not a bad salesman after all.
Please, Marvin, please. I know my shortcomings. But one thing I do know, I smoke nothing but old gold.
Friends, smoke an old gold. Then see exactly what we mean when we say, to get more out of your smoking, enjoy the cigarette that does more to give you more. Old gold.
Light an OG. Say, that's getting way down there. So much for our fine smoking companions, Latakia and Apple Honey. Neighbors, we've got a swell new tune to try out on you tonight. I think you're going to like it. Our undercover men tell us this ditty has not yet been sung on the air, which gives us the honor of doing it first. But then, I've always been first. The day I was born, the doctor said, "This is the first time I ever saw a stork play a trick like this." You see, I heard there's an egg shortage in San Francisco, so I had that one sent down from Petaluma. From This Day Forward is the name of the tune. That's the title of the picture, the new RKO picture starring Joan Fontaine. From This Day Forward. Axel, if you please. From this day forward, I promise you with all my heart that we shall never be apart. From this day on, from this day forward, I'm yours to call your very own. I live my life for you alone. From this day on and on, I'll welcome each new tomorrow, knowing that our tomorrow is here. Heaven is mine whenever you're near. day for wood. I give you me with all my love from this day for wood. From this day. Give you me with all my love from this day forward. From this day on.
Axel, thanks for that 14-carat arrangement. And before kicking it around for a few final seconds with our guest, Van Johnson, let me remind every listener in America how dangerously close we all are to that moment when it's time to put your dreams away for another day. And I will take their place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make a new start. At night, face before you. Then I'll have the right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling. And put all your dreams away.
To Pappy Johnson, Hefty Boy Van, many thanks for coming to the great city of San Francisco with us. Some town, eh, Van?
Oh, San Francisco's got everything, Frank. Prettier than a rack full of picture postcards.
And what about this air? Pretty classy grade of ozone, wouldn't you say, Van?
The San Francisco air is like champagne. Without the hangover.
Yeah, it's an amazing place, the San Francisco. Makes you want to get up early and stay up late. And Van, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It sure is, Frank. It gives people more time to give to the Red Cross.
Brother Van, you just uttered a big mouthful. And neighbors, speaking of the Red Cross, let's give a pocketful. Good night. Oh, we have a little more, haven't we, here? One thing more, Van. How about wising us up on your next picture? What's the name of that again? The weekend at the Greyhound bus station or something?
No, not quite, Frank. I just finished a few reels entitled No Leave, No Love.
What's it all about, Van?
Well, it's a Navy picture, Frank.
No Leave, No Love, huh?
Yeah. In a way, it's like a 2-year stretch in the waves.
No Leave. Oh, I get it. A 2-year stretch in the waves. And say, there's one more MGM picture I'm never going to miss, The Green Year. Thanks again, Van. You're my favorite Johnson.
Thanks to you, Frank, and all the gang in San Francisco. Good night.
Good night, boy.
Next Wednesday and every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by Old Gold. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton, Sammy Kahn on special lyrics to personality, and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliner. This is Marvin Miller speaking from San Francisco and reminding you that Bob Crosby's show follows. Another reason that Wednesday is a good night for radio. over CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.